divide. Roll up the Mari, no farm, my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life in the darkest nights, my have it. A sharpen knife, me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital stays. The world is so crazy.
Mari, I got curry. I slept with my man, Harry. Denzel Curry with the bags coming to Splendor next tomorrow. There, that's rad.
We didn't double check what episode this was.
14.
I don't know if I believe you.
Maybe we get Jamie.
Jamie, what pull up, are we on? Pull up the episode number. Welcome back to Just For Us. We had a 2-week hiatus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We are lazy motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, we got lives. Outside of this.
Yeah. Instagram lives. As in like lives.
This episode is episode 14?
14.
You were right. I'm sorry. I should never have doubted you.
I know.
Make sure you're talking to the mic. If you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't listen. I'm not...
We're like doing a podcast right now.
Trying.
So, a lovely lady friend of ours is currently using our bathroom, the podcast bathroom, in our little studio.
This is a permanent studio. We do all our podcasts here.
Yeah. Make sure your mic's on.
I think it is.
Well, F14, you think we'd figure out how to turn the fucking mics on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is our second time recording this episode because the first episode we didn't turn the mics on.
That's right. And you had a giraffe. Oh, you still got the giraffe onesie on. It felt like a lifetime ago that you were wearing the giraffe. Where'd you get that from?
We did like a whole bit at the start.
Where'd you get the giraffe thing?
Online.
African jungle?
On the line.
On the line?
On the line.
On the line.
Yeah.
No, offline.
Off the line.
Yeah, but...
The line?
You know how our roommate says offline? I got it offline.
Yeah.
Does that mean he got it online?
No, I think it's like he went to the shop.
No, he got it offline and then he thinks that's still a thing.
Off the line.
Yeah. Oh, look. Fuck, I'm burning my hand, Getty. Fuck. Chucky.
Thanks, guys.
That's all right. That'll be $20. We have a little Chucky toy. I found him in my fucking shower. He's been in the fridge. It is on the butter.
Yep.
Has he? Oh, I put him next to Ash's. So
he found his way naturally.
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's fucking gone. So we have the Chucky toy, and he starts off in a box, and then we said, "All right, we're gonna put him in this box, and then if he escapes, he escapes. All right, and he can change his weapons. He can change his head and everything." So he's been like all over the house. I just imagine him walking around. He's got a hammer right now and blood in his face. I went into Ash's room the other day. I put him there next to his bedside table, like literally right next to where he sleeps. And then he wakes up in the morning and he goes, "Oh, fuck, Chucky."
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah, I fucking spent maybe half an hour in my room before going to bed. He would have just been sitting there chilling. I don't know, like twiddling his thumbs, kind of waiting for me to like notice him.
I don't know how he didn't notice him. The best was when I opened the fridge and he had to look up. He's just on the butter. And I was going to use the butter, but I'm like, I'll use not all X. I'll have to use not all X. So what's been going on? Matt and Ash potty.
Yeah, this is a first time debut.
Cheers. So, I guess people, I don't know, do they want to know how we met or nah?
I don't know. Me and Matt are friends. We're doing the lie podcast, yeah. We were talking about doing lies and shit. So, like, me and Matt aren't friends.
No, we're not doing the lie.
Okay, we are friends. We aren't?
Are you still lying?
I don't know anymore. I don't know which one's the lie. I guess, like, we live with each other.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
I got to ask you tomorrow.
The house is so big that I didn't know. Like, I could go live a day here without seeing you.
I think... I don't think we have yet.
No. Because we all congregate in the living room, but the family time, it's important, you know?
Yeah, family time is most important. I always postpone things after...
Women.
family time. Before and after, make sure there's family time and around dinner time.
Yeah.
We can all spend time.
It's good. It's good. I think it's important, you know? I've got a pomegranate candle. I can't smell it.
I smell it when I'm...
One time I used to have candles in my room, but they weren't like the soy ones. I don't know what the difference is. But one of them fucked me up really bad in the nose.
Like wax?
Like when normal wax. I woke up and I was like, my nose is fully blocked with candles. Not with candles.
I've never really done it much. My nose is pretty sensitive. Like anything that's like really potent, like I get it with a lot of aerosol, like deodorants and shit, gives me a really bad headaches.
Yeah.
Some candles that are really potent fucks my head up.
Yeah, but you're like very sensitive to that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive boy.
Seriously, we had McDonald's.
Well, I feel like it's not just me who would experience this.
Maybe you just got to get used to it. Because all feel the same thing.
No, I don't think that's...
And that's part of the addiction.
It feels good.
The fast food. That's what I'm saying.
Foo-foo.
Like the food coma.
But a part of the food coma is like, it's not fun to be in a food coma and walk around and like laugh and stuff. No, I want to curl up in a ball and disappear.
Let it take over you.
Let it eat me from the inside out.
No, that's your first mistake, succumbing. Letting the Maccas rule you. That's Ronald McDonald turning you over and fucking you in the ass. With his red cock. Do you reckon he has a red cock?
I mean, at least like a red rocket, like a big old red knob.
I wonder what he does to the Hamburglar. He catches him.
Well, who else did the rest of them?
He would fuck him like... up. He would fuck. Remember those fucking things that they did? They used to have them in the Macca's playground, like the statues.
Yeah, there was a whole crew of them. I don't know. Maybe
I don't reckon they could do that anymore. Some child would complain and then they get sued.
I'm offended.
Sexual harassment. Yeah. Or some shit. But, yeah. Ronald Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald. Stay away, kids. I'm loving it. This is not a paid segment.
Ooh.
I wish it was. What else has been happening? Fucking, I feel like, I don't know, we have more stuff to fill people in on, but I don't know, I guess it's kind of tuning in for something new. We released a single.
Yeah, Champagne.
We are the fastest growing band in the world at the moment.
Yeah, we're the best.
No lie, you can actually fact check that.
Fact check, is Rancid A the best?
Yeah.
Whoa, live audience. This podcast was filmed in front of a live audience. I started watching Workaholics.
Yeah.
Bit of
Catherine
a vibe.
Zeta-Jones.
What's the next line? She beneath.
She's deep beneath the lasers.
Lasers?
Ooh.
That was good. So when we make our TV show.
It'll be cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking... It has to start here with a podcast, and then it's just going to grow into like some fun entertainment segment.
Can they hear that next door?
I don't know. They probably can't. We're just jamming to our new mix of Dry by Rancid Eddie.
Is this the spontaneous dance? We'll do it later. Oh, smack it.
Oh, that's banging. They need to extend that last chorus and much better than what... anyways. So...
Sorry, what a vibe. We'll do a TV show. I'm actually... It'd be lots of fun.
I don't know how we got to, like... How we set it up.
I guess you'd have to, like, come up with plots and shit.
I guess...
I've had that issue because I've thought about... Or I've thought about... Sorry, I've tried, but at least thought about... Doing like a TV show?
Yeah, but you obviously got to be good. You know what I mean? You got to like have a script and then you got to have screenplay directors and...
Because I think the group of people that would cast in our TV show, we're good enough at acting to act and we're good enough at like riffing to kind of do little riffs, but it's like the storyline plot of the episode that we got to...
Yeah, and like, having it build up
understand.
Between... I don't know, whether we just do one episode. I don't know. We have the YouTube channel which we can just slam content on, which could be fun testing ground. Because you got to think of it as like an I guess an investment, but like a testing ground, like I just said. Mm. You start off small.
And then, well, people think we're funny. I mean, do we put jokes out? Do we ever, like, say jokes and shit?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess we just, like, are confident enough to talk about what's going on with us. And I don't know, people relate.
Mm.
And then the people, like, that don't, they just stumble across it, like, what the fuck is this shit?
Mm. So should we be exposing ourselves more?
I think so. I mean, what's the difference between exposing half and exposing all?
Well, I guess it's just like, you know, if my, I don't know.
If your parents see it.
I wasn't going to say parents.
You were.
I was thinking of someone else, but.
Who?
No, I was thinking about someone else. I think, like, I'm all good. I think I'm pretty clean.
Bro, if they haven't fucked you up yet, I think you're all right. You know what I mean?
It's what, like saying that, I don't know, what's something that's exposing myself?
Or just like the drug chats.
Well, like, the drugs are chill. I think people know that now. We do drugs. I think we're like out of the closet about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're back. Everybody gets that. So what's the next thing? What's the next icebreaker?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're all straight, so it's not like we can't like talk about how we're all gay and stuff.
Are you allowed to say gay?
I think that's like cancelled.
I think maybe you could say inquisitive? Curious.
I'm curious.
Curious.
I'm inquisitive.
I mean, I feel like some of our like close friends are curious.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one guy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
He's definitely curious.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's like, we don't fucking discriminate. So it's all fun.
Mm.
It's all fun vibes. We had released. Oh, we already said the single got released.
Mm.
It's doing pretty well. Got added to some Spotify playlists.
Yeah.
If you haven't already listened to it, you can put it on your playlist.
Boom.
But
boom.
For the, I wrote that fucking thing when I 18, 19.
We wrote. Oh, I say we, but was it a freestyle? It was at the back of your mum's.
It was just two chords.
It was at the back of your mum's. We were just playing on the harmonics at the back of your mum's. And I think it was a freestyle at the back there. That would have been like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was the first Rant Today song ever written.
I think it is.
Mm.
I was thinking that Mrs. Alice was before that, but it wasn't. And I was thinking Weekend was before that, and it wasn't. I was thinking Here We Go Again was before that.
No. Because they all started with the start of the band.
Yeah. So Champagne is the first song we ever wrote.
Basically,
as a band. There was three of us at that stage.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically the two of you. I had just joined at that point.
Yeah.
Matt and Jess.
So pretty good track record.
Yeah. Fucking still kicking. Takes for 4 years to release a song, apparently.
Yeah.
So Dry and Try.
You guys are going to be old by then. But
a lot of you will be dead.
It will remind you of the good times when you used to be addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
Before they take over the world.
Yeah.
And we're going to be a part of that mission.
Yeah.
We did get contacted by TikTok.
TikTok?
Yeah.
Like, how you going, Rancid Boys?
Yeah. They want to collab.
Mm.
Which is pretty fun. I never thought this would happen, but whatever. Remember, like, a couple months ago, we were like, we fucking hate TikTok.
I hate TikTok still.
I don't even go on it anymore.
No. Every now and then when I'm really bored, I'll check the comments.
Yeah.
And then realize I've already looked at them.
Addicted to the fucking red fucking notifications that we're all getting nowadays.
The what?
The follows and the comments the mentions.
Mm.
It's so unhealthy.
Yeah, it is.
I know it's unhealthy, so I'm going balls deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna fry my brain on it.
Can I smell that?
Yeah, sure, bro.
I thought I wouldn't want one, so I didn't grab one.
That's alright. I was thinking the other day. I don't know if Only Rover, the guy who does the intro music and outro music, I don't think he knows we use his music as the podcast intro.
I'm not sure. Didn't he comment on something?
He comments on my Instagram shit all the time. But I swear it just must have gone over his head that we, because we haven't told him that we use it.
Oh.
We just put his song in the description.
Yeah, cool. Well, roll up the Murray.
Yeah, we'll fucking, it's roll up the Murray. I'm pretty sure.
Like Murray River?
Yeah.
Is he Australian?
I don't know. We found him on Omegle. That was one of the first.
Omegle.
We're in lockdown.
Yeah. So we've been playing games and shit. Played some card games.
I looked at Sam and I was like, oh yeah, he's not usually here. But Sam's sitting behind the camera, being cameraman.
Yeah.
And he's moved in like next door to me for a week or so. And then, you know what he goes? He's like, there's 400 exposure sites. I'm staying here forever. I'm like, oh my. Sam, people are dying.
All right? But I get to stay with my friends forever.
Seriously.
Rent free.
Some people make the most of lockdown, like some band Rancid Eddie. You know? When they were on lockdown, they couldn't perform gigs. So they decided to put their little tunes on the interwebs. Anyways.
The outer webs?
The offline.
The offline.
That's what we did. When we played Monopoly the other day? Was Sam there?
That was off shit. The line.
That was before Sam's time.
Mm.
Fuck. It got hectic.
Mm.
I think we should play it again.
Mm.
Come on.
It's more like, I feel like there's like a trauma associated with it.
It's definitely not necessarily a bit of like PTSD vibes.
It's not like from the Monopoly. Just like what the Monopoly like.
I pretty much went to NAM.
Monopoly is my NAM.
Yeah. Return. Sorry. Forrest Gump. Oh, speaking of movies.
Are we doing this again?
What do you mean again? Ash hasn't seen Titanic.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, we'll let the people decide. If the people are on your side, comment. I haven't seen Titanic either.
Well, it's not about whether or not you've seen it. Does it even matter?
It does matter. You got to be a part of culture and history.
Yeah, but if I don't want to be...
You're in the entertainment industry, bro.
Yeah, I'm like...
Show some homage to the people who came before you.
Is it...
That gave you this platform.
Is it homage or homage? Are you saying... Are they the same word?
Yeah.
Homage? Homage?
Homage? Same meaning, at least.
I don't know what...
Fact check.
Because I've heard them both, and I'm pretty sure it's homage. But you guys are saying homage. Actually, yeah, paying homage. Paying homage.
Paying homage sounds way
so
cooler.
So, like, you're doing... But, like, I see it as, like, if I were to go, like... I'm playing homage to Daniel Radcliffe in...
Right. But then, if you were to write a book about wizards, you're paying homage to J.K. Rowling. Is that the difference we're going for?
No, but we went different. You went different there.
Yeah, because I'm doing homage and you're doing homage.
No, I'm paying... Wait. I'm doing an homage and we're paying homage?
I don't know if you can... Is a doing word. Doing thing.
I'm paying homage. Oh, now the word's just weird.
All right, let's get off the homage, skip. Thing. Okay? Because you're seriously...
There's only one Simpsons parent. What's her name?
What did you just say?
There's only one Simpsons parent. What's its name? Homage. Okay. I came up with that just then. I'm sorry. No, whatever. We like to have fun around here.
Anyways, we're doing a gig, I guess.
Sometime.
Yeah. We're going to work on the set a bit.
We haven't practiced since the...
I haven't practiced since the Frankston show.
Like 2 gigs.
Frankston was
2 weeks
fucking rough. But it was cool because we had our own green room and shit away from all the other bands and all the other people.
Yeah. Didn't add to the live show.
At all.
No. Made it worse, probably.
Probably. Some people didn't like it.
I know that one person.
I know one person. The one person there that didn't like it. Decided to ruin our lives for a little bit.
Oh, wait. Then there was two.
Two?
Well, I was thinking Jacob.
Two out of 130.
Jacob didn't like
How
it.
How dare you?
I don't think.
Oh, the one sober guy didn't like it. What a surprise.
The only sober guy didn't like it. So if that's a hint, if you ever heard one,
Yeah, don't come to our fucking gigs sober. I don't know why we even have to fucking tell you this.
You know, I feel like it's obvious. Like self-evident.
If we're drinking, you guys surely have to fucking drink. Come on. Seriously.
We have to drink to get through our own music. We riot it. We like it enough.
We hear it, way too many times sober that we, you know, it's a party, you know? It's like enjoying ourselves for the hard work we put in. But then there's like a catch 22 because it's like all that hard work you put in, are you putting it on like a knife's edge by being super fucked up the first time you ever fucking play it to people? So yeah, obviously like with any band, there's a few things I need to tweak. We know that, but
maybe something like harder.
Harder, what do you mean? Like harder difficulty or like heavier?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know, like no smoking weed before gigs. Maybe something harder. Hard drugs.
We did that at Frankston. Oh, we did both. Maybe one or the other.
I think one or the other. I don't think I can smoke weed before gigs
Well,
anymore.
The next one is Cherry Bar. I hope, fingers fucking crossed, this is the third time we've had to fucking change this fucking date.
Gate.
So, fuck. It's sold out, so stop asking about tickets. How many people? 150?
I don't know.
Yeah. Bed Village Green. There's still tickets available.
Baller. Is it still going?
180 tickets have sold.
Out of?
Depending on the cap. I think it's like 280.
Baller.
It's a fucking huge room.
That one's going to be the one.
I know. That's why we need to practice.
Yeah.
Work on the set.
Do we need to learn champagne?
Yeah, the new champagne, yeah.
I hope you guys can hear the tunes in the background, because then, like, the kind of...
I don't think they can. They might on that, but this they can't. I don't... Well, they might. I don't know. Whatever, we'll find out when we edit. So, the potties might fucking shorten to every 2 weeks. I reckon that's a good, healthy medium for us to write tunes, write good tunes, reschedule gigs, deal with being the biggest artist in the world at the moment.
Yeah, it's
fastest growing.
Stressful. We're the biggest band in the world. Like, stand aside, fucking. I don't know what bands are big nowadays, but...
Us. That's about it.
Do bands even really do the thing? It's more like...
Five Sauce was the last one that I knew. Harry Styles, I guess, because he has a band now. Oh, does he? Well, he plays as a band.
I think he's technically an individual artist, though.
Yeah.
Like, solo.
Yeah, I mean, he sells... Yeah, he doesn't say Harry Styles is a band. I don't know. John Mayer, he's pretty good. He has a band, John Mayer...
I don't really know.
He released a new album. He's a bit of an arrogant cunt, but he's alright. He's really famous. So I guess it kind of comes with the territory, I guess.
Yeah, once I'm famous, I'm going to be arrogant.
We did that Surf Curse cover.
Can you hear that?
I feel like they might... Wait, just be quiet.
No, not really.
No, can't hear it.
Just help me run away. Yeah, it's playing in the... Yeah.
I love the comment because we added an extra bit to the end of that song and people are like, what's the end bit of that song? And then some guys are like, I love what you did to the end bit. That's the best part. People are like, I get goosebumps at this,
it's
this
my
part.
It's my favorite part.
And this is the best guitaring I've done in a while. I don't know why. Like, not it's not my usual kind of guitaring. But it was like soloing. It's like a rhythm solo on the acoustic. Really surfy.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Everything's just in time. Yeah. I would like. I'd never be able to do that a couple of years ago. Me and Jess are just so in sync now. It's kind of nice. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, you guys know your shit a bit more than you used to. A bit more than the rest of us.
Yeah. It's just easier to playing guitars together than like getting out the whole bass or getting out the keyboard and trying to jam together. Like, you can just jam with acoustics whenever you want. Anyways, that's your excuse that you're going to run with. Like, I'm not saying that's why.
I'll take any excuse not to fucking do anything. Put effort in. I'll take the excuse. Yeah.
Wonder what the thumbnail is going to be for this one. Probably some funny like... But I still can't even get screen. I tried to screenshot. If anybody knows how to thumbnail shit on YouTube, let me know. I know we have 20,000 subscribers. But we still don't know. I'm fiddling with Chucky on the floor right now. I don't want to break him.
I'm just a freak.
Yeah, that's killer. Surely that goes on Spotify.
Freaks.
Yeah, except for the W word.
No, W word's chill. I think it's chill.
Until someone thinks it's not.
Yeah, and then we take it down because we're a little bitch ass.
Well, it's more important things than having a little fucking word in a song sometimes. But then when you take it offline and you still get fucking dicked.
Wait, we take it off the line.
We do what they say.
Take it off the offline?
We take it off the offline. We do what they say. Take it offline because it offended people.
Now you offended us.
And now, like, anyways, we don't need to get into it. You know who you are. We're not bad people. We're really nice. Trust me.
I like to think so.
You can't be the fucking fastest growing band in the world if you're a fucking...
Nuff.
It just doesn't make any sense. And you can't fucking have... You can't be asking artists to support you and then those artists turn around and say, you're a fucking... Anyways.
You're a nuff.
Yeah. There's a fucking... hierarchy. But that's not even the point I'm trying to get across. But that's how...
It's almost like... Yeah, whatever.
You're shooting themselves in the foot. That's what it is. Anyways.
If there was a hierarchy...
Yeah.
They're making it.
Yeah.
And destroying. I'm not making sense.
No. It's hard because it doesn't make sense. They don't even know what you're talking about. We're talking and speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
So, we got some new stuff on the way, though. I think we're going to release Dry next. It's so bad, this one. They're going to be like, these guys listen to their own music. That's so cringe. You're the ones listening to the fucking music. Like them.
Them, yeah.
What do we call them? No. Don't sing. What music have you been listening to lately?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been listening to the new Taylor Swizzle.
T-Swizz.
Maybe not even new stuff. Cardigan and Willow is pretty good out of the new stuff, but I'm into more like 1989. It's good.
We should give a shout out to someone. Who should we give a shout out to?
Big Moist and the Smoking Durries. I'm so fucking keen to play with them live at Cherry Bar. Holy fucking shit. Empty cans. How many empty cans are in your room?
Empty That's life, can, man. You're gonna go far. Sticking around where the sun don't shine. And only the waves will be keeping us safe. And the days go to waste. That's one of the first songs I ever wrote. Empty can.
Empty cans.
Empty can, you're gonna go far. Jess will know what I'm talking about.
I feel like I remember, but
empty can, you're gonna go far. Anyways, sorry.
That's like the dinosaur one.
Don't lose your dinosaur.
Yeah, that was
I was singing that in the shower school. Today. Did you hear me?
I know I don't.
I'm mixing it with a new one.
Don't lose your dinosaur.
I got that from Step Brothers. Don't lose your dinosaur.
Oh, the little guy in here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm mixing with a new one, which is kind of cool. It's got a nice melody. Other people, I can't remember it at the moment, but we'll figure it out. New tunes on the way. We're going to do some writing. We're going to do some recording. We're going to do some podcasts. We want to know if you're still listening at this stage, probably not, what you guys want from the potty. Because if you're sticking this long, you're the true fan, so we appreciate you. Maybe we'll get some Just For Us merchandise. If you'd be keen on that, let us know.
I'd wear one.
And what do you guys want from the potty? Like, activities. Do you want us to talk about band stuff? Do you guys want to talk us to talk about random shit? Do you just us want to sit here, have no script, and just talk shit, and then maybe every like couple of episodes have something exciting? Like, or do you want every episode to be exciting and entertaining?
Because we could put more effort in.
Yeah.
I guess if there was a market.
We could, but like fuck me. We're... The main focus is the music.
But I just mean, like, more effort is in throughout the week, thinking, like, what can I ask? Okay. Some, like, we need to, at the start of the week, we need to decide who's doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So then throughout the week, they know, okay, I'm on the podcast this week. What can I fucking say?
How can I make this better than every other podcast episode?
Yeah.
That's what people should be like.
Because this episode, for example...
could be the best, but... sorry.
We drank beer. Not even beer. A little bit.
We did some stuff. No, we didn't... I don't know. It's just having the 2-week break.
Yeah. We played King's Cup.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. I'm fine now. I lost. But I'm alright.
I'm super...
it was disgusting. And our roommates are fucking crazy right now. So let's go out and join the party.
Yeah, I think... it sounds like they're having more fun than we are in here.
I don't even go... I mean, I could stay here for... out. Just kidding. Let's end it.
Fucking hope. Nah, it's always fun hanging out with the...
oh, yeah. We need to do more live stuff. If you tuned into the live Instagram the other day, we're going to figure out how to do live potties. Maybe on Twitch or on YouTube somehow. YouTube.
There's like more... we can do heaps of cool shit on live Twitch.
Yeah. You will. That's your area. So you're going
to... I'm getting a new USB cable and that will come next week, hopefully. So I'll be able to get a streaming setup.
Anyways, if you're in Melbourne, we're playing at the Village Green on the 27th.
Jamie, 27th?
Jamie, can you pull that up?
Week before Cherry?
Yeah, but Cherry sold out.
Oh.
But anyways, there's a link in our Instagram bio or the bottom of this YouTube video to get tickets. Come hang out. We'll be at the Village Green. Just for us, episode...
14. We'll buy this kid. Begging on the please. Many chaps and we are rats chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull, dog. I'm begging on the please.